Question from Purushottam Kumar Prabhu. Can you please let me know which all are the bona fide religious practices of the world? For example, is Sikhism a bona fide religious practice or not? Answer: there are in spiritual life principles and practices, and the principle is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam in 1.2.6. Savai pumsam paro dharma yato bhaktir dhokshijaya hitukiya pratihata yatma suprasidati, that the soul becomes satisfied when he develops love for Krishna. So, and that dharma is supreme, which enables one to develop love for Krishna. Now, for this principle, there can be many practices. But those practices can be broadly classified into the nine limbs of bhakti, which are given by Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto, 7.5.23-24. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atma Nivedanam. This is often quoted verse which describes hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, offering prayers, serving, befriending and surrendering as the nine limbs of bhakti. But the second part is important in this verse, which is often not quoted, that is 7.5.24. Iti pumsar pita vishnu bhaktischena navalakshana kriyeta bhagvatyadha tanmanye ditamuttamam. It describes that when these nine activities are offered to Lord Vishnu, they become the nine lakshanas, navalakshanas of bhakti. And what is the result of that? Kriyeta bhagvatyadha. That one should perform these activities, that one should perform these activities for Lord Vishnu is what I consider ditam uttamam. I consider that to be the best education. So actually, if we look at life, the way people live, essentially all the activities that we do can be classified into these nine broad categories. Actually speaking, everything that we do involves some speaking, some hearing and some thinking. So about whom are we speaking, hearing, thinking? And there can be different ways of speaking. It can be one-to-one discussion between two people. It can be a small gathering, it can be a mass gathering. So different religions can have different religious practices by which these nine limbs of bhakti are implemented. So for example, while doing vandanam, while offering prayers, the followers of the Vedic tradition may fold their hands, the Muslims may hold their hands in front of them in namaz, and the Christians may move their hands in a particular way for offering mass. So these are practices. But all three are parts of vandanam. So just as there can be variations in the practices, but the principle is to express one's devotion to God in a prayerful way. That is standard. So that's why we can't have a literal falsifiability check that this practice is bona fide and that practice is not bona fide. We have to look at the underlying conception that is there for the practice. The way people express their affection or their devotion can vary according to culture, can vary according to, as we say, from the Vedic point of view, desha kala patra, from time, place, circumstance or qualification of the person. So therefore, how do we decide whether a particular religious practice is bona fide or not? We have to look at what is the conception and what is the intention. What is the understanding of those who are engaging in the religious practices. And then what is their intention Are they intending to develop love for Krishna? You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got a very beautiful quote, which you can find on the website in the article. There is much I have to tell you, where he says how we should respond to unfamiliar religious practices. When we have occasion to be present at the place of worship of other religionists, at the time of their worship, we should stay there in respectful mood, contemplating thus. Here is being which worship my adorable highest entity God, in a different form than that of mine. Due to a different practice of a different kind, I cannot thoroughly comprehend the system of theirs. But seeing it, I am feeling a greater attachment for my own system. God is one. I bow down before his emblem as I see here and offer my prayer to my Lord, who has adopted this different emblem so that he may increase my love towards him in the form that is acceptable for me. So seeing others' devotional practices, our devotion to the Lord and our appreciation for the Lord can increase. The Lord has manifested this particular emblem also to accept worship. But then we should focus on our own practices, our own ways of worshipping the Lord. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives a very generic prescription. And we can apply that according to time, place, circumstance to decide whether a particular religious practice is bona fide or not. And of course, if we are associated with a friend or relative who is involved in a particular religious practice about which we have questions, then we can consult senior devotees about that specific practice. But this is the broad principle. Regarding Sikhism, in the World Religion series, I have given a class on Sikhism where I deal with it elaborately. But here, basically, historically speaking, Sikhism was a response to Hindu-Muslim violence, where Guru Nanak adopted elements from both, because of the Muslim antipathy for deity worship. He avoided that, and he also avoided the whole caste idea of caste system and faith in the Vedas. But he still accepted the idea of chanting the names of God. He extensively accepted many of the principles of bhakti without the symbols of bhakti. So he accepted reincarnation. He also accepted karma. So in that sense, we can say that there are elements within Sikhism that are bona fide. And the rejection of deity worship is something which was circumstantial. But Sikhs have never been iconoclasts. Iconoclasts means destroyers of deities, the way Muslims and Christians and other Semitic religions have been. So it is definitely much more in the dharmic tradition of religions than it is in the Abrahamic tradition of religions. These are two broad categories of religions. And Srila Prabhupada went to Amritsar and he went to the Golden Temple. He appreciated the way, the humility, the service attitude and the dedication, as well as the expert management in the way they served langar, they served free food over there. And he said this should be adopted by the Krishna consciousness movement also. So Srila Prabhupada has talked about Guru Nanak in both veins. The speculative part he has disapproved, but other places he has talked about him also as a great saint. According to some sources, which are not necessarily confirmed, that Guru Nanak met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also when he came to Puri and they danced together in a theatra. While this has come down in the Gaudiya tradition, it has not been explicitly mentioned in any of the primary biographies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we don't have to explicitly endorse or reject that. But to a large extent, many of the practices are quite devotional. And there is a book written by one Mataji, Radhika Devidasi from Delhi, who was born in a Sikh family and then she became a Krishna devotee within ISKCON, initiated devotee. So she has written about the similarities it is that is a good preliminary introduction to the many similarities that are there in the two. So yes, we can consider Sikhism to be a bona fide religion to the extent that it endorses practices that encourages to develop love for God and make ourselves more devoted to God. Thank you.